Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
happening? I want to welcome you into another edition of the Greg Shell Show. I'm your boy. I'm your host. I'm your friend. We in the house all the way out of Orlando, Florida. Happy, happy, happy. What's today? Thursday? Happy Thursday to all our listeners that are taking your morning commute. We want to thank you, first of all, for allowing us to be on your Bluetooth device and hang out with us, you know, like a sack lunch. You know, like when you was young in school and you brought the lunch to school, your little sack lunch, you took it with you wherever you went so nobody ain't tried to eat it, and then you still had a little child and went in there and got a piece of your sandwich, or he eating your sandwich because you had a better sandwich than his, or the ass beat and crawled in your box and took it. Either way, y'all, we got an amazing show lined up for you today. It's just good to be alive. Hopefully someone that's listening today, hopefully this show will encourage, inspire, and help you be the best bee that you can be. I ain't talking about no bumblebee, but a bumblebee is good because he's the one that go in the flowers and get the venom, not venom, the sector, and, make you, feel good. And, everything has a balance. So really excited to be on the show today. Amazing show. I was listening to some previous broadcasts, one from yesterday. Man, the show was funny. But I did realize something that I have to, because I don't be knowing when people be talking, because sometimes I could barely hear. So I want to be mindful of that. So when we have a dialogue or a conversation, I want to make sure that we hear each and every individual's voice clearly so that it won't be sounding all like that. Y'all, we still in the beginning stages, getting everything prepared as we get prepared to get ready to go to Montgomery, Alabama to jump, get in our brand new studio. I'm going to call it Studio A. Studio A, and we're going to get it in right here on the Greg Shell Show. A lot of great things coming. We want you to just keep your radio locked right here exclusively on Blog Talk Radio, and you can do that by going to www.blogtalkradio.com. We're brought to you today on behalf of ExploreResorts.com. Again, that's ExploreResorts.com. And, for your getaway or staycation, the Greg Shell Show is partnered with ExploreResorts.com, and we can help you get an amazing vacation for you and yours. You can pass them out. They're transferable. There's no blackout dates. You have guaranteed availability. All of that stuff right there, and along, I'm going to give you some other extras that's going to go along with it so you can go ahead and fill your Christmas stocking. With that being said, y'all, let me go ahead and bring on the ones and twos. She's my co-host. She's my engineer. She's in the house. She's all the way out of Texas. Here she is, none other than DJ Prayer. What's happening, DJ Prayer? Welcome to the Greg Shell Show.
A whole lot happening. How you doing?
I'm truly blessed and highly favored and flavored in Jesus' name. What about you?
Man, I feel like a crackhead.
No!
I ain't had a wink of sleep.
You ain't had one wink of sleep? Why not? What happened?
Man, we done had... Okay. First of all, we gave our pit bulls away.
Which one?
Both of them. Wody and Sandy. We gave them both away. But then they couldn't handle them, so they gave them back. And when they gave her back, she's pregnant. So last night, she dropped 8 puppies. One of them didn't make it because we didn't know she was going to have that last one. But now she has 7 puppies over here. Ew, ew, ew. All night long. Oh, man.
Oh, you got new additions to your family.
Oh, man. 7. Three girls and 3 boys.
Well, go ahead and clap that up then on the Greg Shell Show. That's amazing. Go ahead and clap that up because I know those are some expensive puppies. They got the blue eyes and the boots and the... I know. It ain't Rudolph. Wow. Well, congratulations.
She spit out all kinds of colors. She got a pitch black one, 2 blue ones, a sandy color, a tiger stripe one, brindle, kind of looking one. I don't know. They all beautiful colors. I'm like, colors I've never seen before.
Wow. She wouldn't be in no, she wouldn't be in no sexually active dog, was she?
Well, she had to be to get pregnant.
I'm saying they have all them multiple colors. She had a skiller.
Yeah, she chose it.
Oh, yeah. Boy. Well, maybe the dog, he was the king. Maybe he was like Mufasa on Lion King. Well, he couldn't be a lion king. He was a lion dog.
Well, Wodey, he seems to be the dad.
I believe Wodey was dad, because when I was out there, Wodey was humping and pumping on her boy a whole lot. She must have gave in.
Well, she probably didn't have no choice because they wasn't watching her.
Oh, well, used to try to keep them apart, but it's just like life. You know, when somebody wants something bad enough, they going to get it.
Yeah, he wouldn't have got it if she was with us, though. It is what it is, and the puppies are beautiful. And,
well, congratulations for your new addition to the family, your animal family. You know you got to have an animal show.
And then, I don't know when the horse is going to have her baby or what she's going to have.
You got more babies coming from the horse. Yeah, you got another horse that's impregnated.
And don't know when she got pregnant or when she's due.
Well, ain't that like your children? They go in and get it in, and you don't never know when it's going to happen.
Yeah, she was a rescue horse, so she was pregnant when she came to us in February.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, ain't it amazing how God just give you different things? You don't know how you're going to get it, but they be a beautiful blessing in disguise.
Yeah, God, he gives away big savings.
We got Highway Big Savings on the line. Well, let me go ahead and bring my CFO on the line all the way out of Williamsburg, Virginia. He is none other than Brother Grace. He's here on the show with us this morning. What's happening, man? Happy Thursday. Welcome to the Greg Shell Show.
Bless, bless, bless. How everybody doing, boy? I'm telling you, Mr. Shell, Mr. Kirby Capone, and
hey.
You threw me off when you said it spit out six puppies, boy. I'm like, my goodness, boy. Somebody was busy. Not one, not two, not four, five, but six of them, boy. Look at here.
Seven?
Hot dog.
Oh, that's a blessed number.
But not for me. I had to take them back. So y'all going to take care of this dog, and I'm going to watch y'all, too. Matter of fact, I'm putting a baby cam on y'all. Y'all going to take care of these dogs right here.
Somebody. Hey, man, what's that? Welcome to the show. What's going on out there in Williamsburg? You heard about all them dogs. She got a rainbow of Skittles. She ain't getting a rainbow of Skittles. She got a rainbow of amazing, expensive puppies.
I'm here to tell you. I'm glad my wife ain't on the line right now. She'd be looking at me side-eyed. I'm like, can we get one? I'm trying to tell you. We can try to make one, but we ain't going to get one. We can try to make one, but we ain't going to get one.
Y'all
have
to practice making babies.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Practice makes perfect.
Ain't it fun doing the art of it? What's going on, man? Welcome to the show. How your day been going thus far?
Oh, I'm doing all right. I'm just glad to hear y'all two voices. I'm telling you, I'm about like you, Capone. I had just a little bit of sleep, boy. I got up, went in the kitchen, boy, and fixed me something to eat, some fried green tomatoes, and look at here, some grits. Look at here, some grandma eggs. Dude, I'm trying to tell you, boy. I ate so
much.
Why
are you telling these people on their morning commute?
Then I looked at the couch over there, and I'm like, oh, my goodness, time for the radio show. I'm like, boy, I don't know how I'm going to survive this one. Let me drink some orange juice, some fresh squeezed orange juice. And now I'm trying to tell you, I'm holding on by the end of the table right now. So if you hear something go boo-boo, I hit my head on the desk, but I'm hanging in there.
Well, I was doing the breakfast my husband cooked.
Well, we want to welcome everybody this morning on your morning commute. Hopefully you're having a great time. My wife, she in here reading the word. You want to say hey to everybody on their morning commute? I'm telling you, she says she
reads. Good morning, close to afternoon. Good morning.
This brunch time, we doing the brunch, the Greg Shell brunch. I didn't want to, you know, we wanted to figure out what time would be a good time to debut during the day, and I think this is the perfect time from 11 to 12. What y'all think? From 11 to 12, 12:30, something like that. You know what I mean? People, you can always go back and listen live through your Bluetooth device by going to www.blogtalkradio.com. DJ Prayer and Brother Grace, I wanted to tell y'all this. Merry, merry, merry before Christmas to you guys. And I just want to tell y'all, thank y'all so much publicly. Y'all that's listening out there, that's on your morning commute, I just want to let you know, it cherish good people and good friends and good colleagues that are not only there to support you, but to help you arrive to your assigned goals as you help them achieve their assigned goals. And then everybody's achieving their goals because the teamwork make the dream work. And I just wanted to tell you guys publicly that I love you and thank you so much. You, your husband, Mr. Rizzy, all of you guys, Brother Grace, your wife, or, you know, because you got to have patience. People don't understand when you're in this industry. A lot come with it. So, you know, if you ain't strong, you will not survive. So I just wanted to publicly say thank you guys for just being all you can be on the Greg Shell Show.
I tell you one thing. You already know what I'm finna say.
What? I'm coming to get my two yachts.
You better come
Brother
get
Grace.
Them.
Hey, Brother Grace.
Yes, sir.
What is it to wake up from being, they say you going into a coma, you coming out of coma, and then they tell you, because you didn't get to the coma because God removed the coma because the coma had you, but you didn't have it because the Spirit of the Lord was upon me, and he bust up everything. I tell people all the time, I'm David Banner. When you kick him over in the corner, he's all right, now leave me alone. I told you, leave me alone. You don't want me to call it. You want me to call on the Holy Spirit. He's going to turn to the hook. He's going to tear up some stuff. And that's what happened. He tore up some stuff, and I woke up. I thought I was under the morphine. She's like, the Lord, after consideration, me and my husband had a conversation, and the Lord said to give you them two yachts. And I fell out again. Brother Greg, what you think about that?
That's overflow right there on the water, too. The boat sitting
on
in
the
water,
water
overflow, and not one yacht, but two yachts. Boy, look at here. I just want to just sit on it, lay on it, boy. I tell you, I don't care if it's in the water, if it's on the dock. All I want to do is just sit next to it, lean up against it. Yacht.
But I'm just saying, yacht. Who gives somebody a yacht? You know what I mean? Not one, but two. And I can work on it and make it look the way I want it to look. You know what I mean? This has a value right now at about, you know, about 15,000, you know, each. And so when I add the added value, oh, boy, you know you're going to have to, because you were CFO, you had to dock the numbers up.
And we didn't even know they were yachts until our buddy looked them up.
Oh.
And you kept on asking for it.
I kept asking you for them yachts. I say, can I just have one, please? You know the Bible says, ask and it shall be given, seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. So I asked, and I asked 2-3 times, Brother Grace.
we could put them on marketplace for sale real easy. They'll go real fast. But you kept on asking, he said, give it to them. I said, well, which one are we going to give him? He said, I don't know. I said, well, we ain't going to use them ever. We ain't getting enough water, so just give them both of them. He said, give them both of them.
Brother Grace, you ever heard of Bogo on Wind? I can't call their name because they ain't paid yet. But anyway, you know the Bogo where you buy one, get one? That's the guy we serve here. And one hold about 14 passengers, and one hold, I know, at least 10. So now we got another business on, Brother Grace.
My.
We in the charter business.
I hear you.
I don't need no license. I'm going to get a license, one that know how to drive the boat. I'm just going to sit on the back of me, Brother Grace, and my wife and his wife and carry it up. And we just going to ride with a big old Cuban cigar in my mouth. I ain't got nothing in it but juice.
That's not true. That's not the truth.
Yeah, that's all right right there.
What ain't the truth?
What you just said.
What part, though?
Kevin and her husband gonna ride.
Oh!
I almost drowned twice. The second time I almost drowned, I went down four times. They say you're only supposed to go down three. But that fourth time I went down and I seen that black down there. It's pitch black down there. A black you'll never see. And a black I'll never see again because I ain't getting in no water no more. I seen how black
it was down. I remember I was out there. You know how you acting like you can swim? And we was out at a park, and I was acting like I could swim. And fell over in one of them holes, and I was going down, boy. I threw them two fingers up and said, peace. I'm out of here. And somebody came across and got me.
That water is not your friend.
Fire neither.
And then you know what the saying is on the beach? Let me explain to you about what's going on. Okay, so when a whale discharges and misses its mate, it pumps 300 gallons of semen into the water. And everybody wonder why it tastes so salty. Okay, so where does that semen go? How many whales are out there? Per whale, 300 gallons. You got alligator poop. You got fish poop, crawfish poop, shrimp poop, and all the other aquarium animals out there that poop and regurgitate and everything else in the water. And it washes ashore. You see those white bubbles up there on the beach? What do you think that is? Everybody thinks it's bubbles. But evidently, it has to be fish semen or something of that nature. So it goes to the shore. And then it dries out. And what does it make? Sand.
Wow. I didn't know that. So the ocean is really a big old toilet stool.
Yeah, it's a fish sewer.
A
mammal sewer.
A mammal sewer. I never really looked at it like that. So when we be in the ocean and that water be going all in your mouth, you drink it. Oh, my goodness. Oh.
A bit of everything.
Oh.
People pee in the water. And that pee don't just go away.
You have educated. Now, y'all that's listening right here today on the Greg Shell Show, that was class 101. I got educated on that right there. Dang. That's so real.
Look at the sand.
That's so real. So I guess the biggest water you need to get in is the pool. I mean, you do whatever you want to do, but when she broke it down right there and...
Depending on who pool it is and how clean it is.
Oh.
So pool too. If it's a public pool, no, I'm not getting in it. Because I know telling what some people done in that pool. People nasty these days.
Oh. So tell me this. Brother Grace, what you thought about what you just heard?
I agree with it 100% because if I'm in the beach, I ain't walking nowhere to a porta potty to use the bathroom. I'm going right there. I might slide out a little further, but I'm going right there, you know?
Well, so I was looking at a commercial on TV. We was watching this movie. I was watching this movie while I was in the hospital. And it's some type of something that was in the pool water, and I guess once you urinate, the water turns a different color blue.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Embarrass everybody.
Huh?
They need a pool that turn red when you pee in it.
Oh. So watch this. We had an amazing show yesterday. They were saying that Snoop Doggy Dogg was supposed to be on the show, and, you know, he had to reschedule for whatever reason. You know, I don't get off into all of that. I just get information as it comes.
That wasn't true. Nope. He didn't say he was going to reschedule. He never said that.
I ain't never heard anything but what they said. I ain't heard him say nothing because I hadn't talked to him. But I will say this.
He was going to be on the show, but he never told them he was going to reschedule.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess when it's time for him to be on here, it'll be on. But yesterday was a powerful show with the young pastor guy that is in he has over 8 billion TikTok followers. Ain't that amazing? 8 billion. Uh-huh. And they say he just turned how old on, Brother Grace? 13,
yep.
Even.
That's
12,
right
13.
Mm-hmm. Huh? That's it.
Yeah, his dad was on the show yesterday, so that was just amazing. And then we had Paula on the show yesterday. Paula Johnson, she was on the show, and yesterday was a powerful show, man. I enjoyed it. Brother Grace, what's going on with Grace Save My Church? Share with the world. You know, we got churches out there as we get prepared for the new season of all of the new TV shows that's about to take root in January 2024. Tell us a little bit, you know, share with the riders on their morning commute or their brunch commute. Share with them a little bit about Grace Save My Church.
Not a problem. Right now, Grace Save Our Church is under renovation. We're going to move into a whole new aspect of Grace Save Our Church. We're going to expand into your standard unusual, I would say, what's the best way to say, not flipping your church, but Grace saving your church from being flipped. Because you do know if you lose the church is going to be flipped. So you might as well go ahead and take care of your business. So I'm turning into an aspect of where you can bank your bank. What happens is right now, the whole entire mission about Grace Save Our Church is going to be a mission. Our mission is the reality show Grace Save Our Church is to assist and develop ministries of all sizes in creating cash flow. One of the most important things that the ministry does is it tells and shows the congregation that 10% goes to God, but we never really sit down with them to tell them what to do with the 90%. Okay, once we show them what to do with the 90%, okay, then they'll have more to give above the 10%. So all it takes is a congregation that is ready. You know, they're just tired of being sick and tired. You know, one of the things I enjoy most about going to a ministry is the fellowship. When I go to another ministry and I'm fellowshipping with them and the word is good, the choir is good, and I done ate good, and every now and then, you got to go. And when I got to go, I got to go. And when I go to the bathroom and I get in there and I see 2 stalls, I open up the door and I look down the hallway. I'm like, all of this space and all they got is 2 stalls? And I'm trying to figure out, where the rest of the bathrooms at? Is there another place I can go? And they said, "Well, now this is the one for the visitors and the congregation." I'm like, "This ain't enough, because once I go in here, well, y'all gonna need to come in here and somebody gotta lay hands on the bathroom, okay? So y'all need to get with me so I can show y'all how to come together as a congregation, and then we can take $1 a day. We can call it the Grace Saved Our Church Communion. I'm talking literally $1 a day." Can help them renovate that whole entire bathroom. It can be a bathroom. It can be a family life center. It can be to pay off your mortgage of the church. It can be purchasing new land for the church. It can be the savings for the new congregation. When I talk to a lot of pastors, and I say, okay, as a pastor, when you retire, what are you going to leave the church when you leave? And they say, what, I'm going to leave the church? I'm going to leave them a thriving ministry. No. What are you going to leave them? And they said, I don't understand. Help me understand what you're saying. Well, I think that the pastors and true leadership should leave something. How can we as fathers and mothers and people, God says to leave your children an inheritance? The church has to do the same thing. If I'm the pastor, I want to be able to leave the church an inheritance. In order to do that, there has to be specific things put in place. I can show a ministry how to establish $1 million for the first year. Listen to what I say. I can create them $1 million budget the first year just by pooling together. And I know that sounds big. A lot of folks ain't used to the numbers like that. They say, well, why don't you just start out with $100,000? Why don't you start out with $200,000, $500,000? No, $1 million. because the mothers and the fathers and the youth and all the congregational members, and then I pulled the community in also too, where we spend our money at the car dealership, those Walmarts, those Targets, all those individuals are going to become a part of this program. I've already got the blueprint set up, $1 million in the first year. It can be done. Call me, 757-676-2886, 757-676-2886, Brother Grace. And this, all you have to say, I heard it from the Greg Shell Show, because you have to sow in that has sold out into you. Back to you, Mr. Shell.
Hey, man, that was an array of information for those ministers out there, you know, that's trying to get their congregation or get their ministry to the next level. You definitely want to reach out to Brother Grace, and he is looking for, I guess, the first 20 to 25. How many ministries are you looking for to have on this season of your new broadcast?
So with this new season, I did some. See, Jesus did some adding and some dividing. Okay, what I decided to do. All it takes is one faithful ministry. Listen to what I say. One faithful ministry. Because what's going to happen is that one faithful ministry is going to be the one that's going to be sown into the most. Other ministries are going to ask them, well, how do I participate? Because it only takes one. And one becomes two, and two becomes three. But when we focus on just that one, and we build the story up for that one, they'd be like, wow, what Brother Grace told us was for real. It's no different than what our counterparts of our Caucasian arena has done. They have pulled their resources together. They have taught us something without telling us how they did it. I done broke the code. I know the blueprint. Give Brother Grace a call, 757-676-2886. And when we start rolling, not at halfway point, not at midway, not three-quarters of the way, at the very onset, I'm going to show your ministry how to be their very own bank, banking the bank and being the bank. Back at you, Mr. Shell.
Hey, man. Hey, y'all hearing it first right here on the Greg Shell Show. I was wondering, I wanted to hear something about Maxwell. DJ Pratt, do you have any music about Maxwell? In our libraries, we're building our arsenal up right now, getting everything situated as we get prepared. For December the 9th in Montgomery, Alabama, we're going to be doing my pre-Christmas special live. And if you are a business owner and you've been trying to get your business, your brand to the next level, go ahead and give us a call. We got some amazing packages. I got some packages right now. We're going to talk about them a little later on in the show. But DJ Pratt, I wanted to know, did you have something? To hear something about Maxwell. And Maxwell, if you're listening, man, I want you to go on tour with us in 2024. If you got your people out there, your agents, having to reach out to us, I'll have that contact information. You can reach us at 832-613-4449. Again, 832-613-4449. Y'all headed right here on the Greg Shell Show, and here he is. I don't know what song, but hopefully it is a song by Maxwell, as we take you on our morning commute right here exclusively on the Greg Shell Show. We'll be right back.
No Maxwell, but we do have Greg Shell. Here we go.
What? All right.
Somebody know God's good. If you're not ashamed, tell somebody. I want you to go ahead and pick up your telephone and say that God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that you can ever ask of him. Now, if you believe that, go ahead and wave your hand, because Jesus will make a way. If you believe that, come on, go with me. Listen. Sometimes in this old life, everything you do, don't you worry, don't go astray. I know somebody who made a way. When you faint, all hope is gone. Keep your hands in Jesus' hand. Keep keeping on. Jesus will
make
thank you to he took me there, man. I had to, maybe Staple, if you're out there, I want to say thank you. That beat was just amazing, and I had to rock off of it. You know, if you need something from me when it start making some money, I got you. We together. We down like four flats. Again, welcome all that's listening back to the Greg Shale Show. Hopefully you're enjoying it. We just excited about what God is doing in this new season, new beginnings. God is just simply saying new beginnings. With that being said, he told me to give you guys a word for the day. And the word for the day is going to come from Psalms 50. And I'm going to read from verse 1 all the way to, he told me, from 1 to 7. So here we go. The mighty God, even the Lord, has spoken and called the earth from the rising of the sun unto the going down thereof. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God has shined. Our God shall come and shall not keep silence. A fire shall devour before him, and it shall be very tempestuous round about him. He shall call to the heavens from above and to the earth, and may judge his people. Verse 5, gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. Verse 6, and the heavens shall declare his righteousness, for God is judge himself. Last verse. Verse 7, hear, O my people, and I will speak, and O Israel, I will testify against thee. I am God, even thou God. God is just simply saying right now, he's looking for a few real men. He's looking for a whole bunch of them, but just a few. Because one will take down 1,000 and two, 10,000. The real, though, the R-E-E-L, not the R-E-A-L, willing people back to the realization of who Christ is, and not in a religious piece, but on a, you know, in a relationship. Knowing that he's able to keep you from falling. Because, boy, if it wasn't for him on my side, where would I be? You know what I mean? You're just like a ship without a sail. And I know God is just saying for someone to just testify this morning. And, Brother Grace, I know God got a testimony in your spirit this morning and that you can share briefly with someone. And DJ Prayer, if you would, just something that God has did for you, you know, that you know couldn't nobody do it but him. So that we can share with the world good news versus all the negativity that's in the world today.
You know what? That's a good topic right there. We all need to be encouraged on that we go through. Just because God says no does not mean no completely. Okay, it could be that he is saying, no, not right now. Because sometimes we ain't ready for what we're asking for. You know, we can ask for that that brand new car that looks good because we saw somebody else with it, but we don't look further into it. What about the premium gas that it takes? Okay, when you pull up there, you can't put regular gas in a top shelf automobile. Okay,
correct.
But what happens when it's time for the maintenance? Okay, that's another aspect. You know, that maintenance is a whole nother key. You know, and that cycle comes around, you have to get that car serviced because why are you going to spend so much money for something and then you're not going to maintenance it? Okay, so now it comes with a sense of managing your emotions. Okay, it looked good. It felt good. You like the way folks look at you, but you got to go take it to get service, okay? So
yeah.
Now you need to set aside funds so you can get it serviced, okay? Those mileage click up real quick, especially when you're driving on the highway. You'd be saying
yeah.
to yourself, man, I just got this car serviced, and you thinking to yourself, okay, that was an A service, okay? What happens when you need an oil change? You know, I remember before I got my Benz oil change can be under $100. Now my oil changes are over $200. Those
yeah.
things change. So you have to be mindful of what you're asking God for and if it's really your season to have it. Okay?
Good.
So I've been waiting for almost 10 years for something that I have sown into and I have waited for, and it's been on the compasses of happiness. You with me? And right now, it's about to take place. The only reason why it's taking place now is because I have something that I need to do with it, and it ain't for me. It's for somebody else. It's for those mothers that I come on my prayer line every morning. It's for those senior citizens in my building at church. You know, they need their own building. They need to have their own place of where they done served God for so long, and now it's time for them to get into their golden years. Their golden years, he didn't say nothing about no nursing home. He didn't say nothing about no convalescent homes where you got to ring a buzzer or wait on somebody to change shifts to take you to the bathroom. No, they need to have a building that's so close to the church that all they have to do is walk through the breezeway to get into the sanctuary. It can be done. In fact, it's already done. So I'm here, Lord, keep it moving. Because once it hits me, I've already got everything lined up. I got the architectural work in place. I got the builders in place. I got everything in place. All I need to do is make one phone call, and the domino effect takes place. Back to you, sir. Believe, and you shall receive.
Powerful. Let's clap that up this morning right here on the Greg Shell Show. This is a powerful situation. This is the nucleus of, Wow. Like my brother said, that's just amazing. You know, when you wait on God, his delay is not his denial. I've been waiting probably like 11 years too, man, like 13 years for situation. We're going to chop it up about that in just a short. DJ Prayer, I wanted to know, could you share with the world a supernatural situation that God brought you through, and you know only God brought you through it?
Yeah, those seven puppies. That's one of them.
you say God brought me to what? Huh? What you want me to say?
No, I was saying share with the world a supernatural experience that you know only God brought you through.
Oh, man, I got so many of those. Like when I was drowning. I went down the first time. We was in a paddle boat, and the paddle boat started taking on water. So the front of it sank down. I was okay. I could swim, is what I thought. But my daughter, she had on the life jacket, and my son had on the life jacket. When the boat went down, we were all in the water. She started freaking out. She was young. She was, you know, a little girl then. So she was choking me, and I couldn't breathe. Pushed her, poof, toward the land, because I seen land, and I went down, and I saw blue. I came back up, and when I came up, she clamped on me like a crab again, and I couldn't breathe. So I pushed her toward the shore again. I went down, I saw green, came back up. So I came up again. There she was, that same old crab. Grabbing me. And this time I pushed her again. And I, you know, towards the shore, because I saw people over there. And I went down and I saw brown water. And I came back up. And she grabbed me again around the neck. So this time I pushed her with all my might way over there. And I seen her go. And I went down. And I seen those colors, blue, green, brown, and then it turned black. And I looked around, left and right, and I blew all that water. Whew, and I was stroking with all the energy I had. And when I came up, all I could say was, help. And that's all the energy I had. And somebody, God sent an angel to grab me by my hair. Luckily, I didn't have no weave in. Yes, it would have came out. She grabbed me by my hair and pulled me onto shore. And I just was laying
there. I hear them dogs, too.
Yeah.
I hear your new generation.
Got me.
So you telling me God sent an angelic angel. Well, I know he does it all the time. But he sent an angelic angel to get you out of that dark water. yeah, and bring and, you.
And when I went to look for the lady, she was nowhere to be found. Nowhere.
Wow. Well, you know, let's clap that up. Let's clap that up. Y'all, these are what we call supernatural encounters. Hallelujah.
Hey, Mrs. Shell. Mrs. Shell, watch this.
Yes. Yeah.
So watch this, Mr. Shell. Kirby, look what you did, Kirby. You utilized a lifeguard technique that you didn't even realize. One of the things, as I went through lifeguard training, there's a technique. The technique is this right here. When you're trying to save someone that's panicking, the first thing they do is grab you around your neck and stuff. So
yes.
What you did is there's a technique where you go under the water and you push their arms up. And when you push them up off you, you surface up. You kick back away from them. If they're panicking, the next thing that we are taught to do is to go underwater and grab them and pull them under the water. Once they're under the water, where they can be controlled, whether they pass out or whether they can calm themselves down, then that's what we can do over the shoulder, under the arm, and utilize their flotation device and go back to the shore. So
you're
doing, you done something that was naturally in your instincts that is taught to lifeguards. So you had an angel not only guiding you, but you had an angel doing it from the beginning to the end. So I commend you because every step you said you did was textbook for a lifeguard.
Wow.
That's what God will always have you saying, wow. So I'll give you guys my story. An angel came to me in my barbershop. I was at the height of my career. Barbershop was thriving. Out of 180
You still there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
can
you
hear me? Okay. I was just saying that I'm a master barber by trade. And my at the time I had one of the most thriving barbershops in that city at that time. I actually had two locations. I had one in Montgomery and one in Union Springs, Alabama. And at that point, an angel out of 180 barbershops in the city, my shop was ranked number 2 in terms of class and customer service centric. And I thank God, you know, for those, you know, those specifications and qualifications. Anyway, an angel came to me and hung out with me 3 days. The first day she came, she hung out. She was, we were just talking. I thought it just was a normal person. And she told me everything that was going to happen in my life. She told me I was going to have radio stations and TV stations and all this stuff. She said I was going to have access to all that different type of stuff. And I'm saying, yeah. But then she started crying real hard, just crying, booing, and I was like, "Why are you crying like that?" And then after she did that, she went to jumping and leaping and leaping and jumping, and praising God and thanking God for victory. And she said, "Listen," she said, "You're gonna, something's gonna happen." Where all what you had, you won't have it anymore. You won't have it anymore right now. I'm going to take you through a valley season. You're going to go through a season of wilderness. And you're going to have everything that you need, but you ain't going to have the things that you had, the wants, the this and the that. You're going to go all the way down. And I couldn't understand what the angel was saying. I thought it was just a human. But in my spirit, God had already showed me, like when the spirit came upon Mary and as the Holy Spirit and impregnated her, that a lot of people can't understand because he's a supernatural being. Anyway, I had to go through it, and just like what was said, went all the way down. One day I didn't even have a quarter, but God always had my every need provided. I never like to ask anyone for anything. I've always been that way, and people that know me know that. And so I was being mocked and whatever, whatever, so I just was low-key because I don't really deal with a lot of people. End result was, hallelujah, everything that the angel said, he brought me in contact with people like Curry Capone Productions, people like Brother Antonio Grace, through a demon, through a demonic spirit. He connected our spirits so that we all could be one spirit in him. And everything that God said in his promises, here we are today. Getting ready to reap the benefits, hallelujah, of everything that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob said that we could be. So I want to encourage somebody today. Don't get caught up with Greg Shell, but get caught up in the spirit of God that lives and dwells in Greg Shell. And he can dwell in you if you ask him to come in. And he will do exceedingly and abundantly and above all we can ever ask, think, or say. He said we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony. He didn't say it was going to be an easy ride because Jesus had to go to the cross. And it was agony. Peter, the one that said he'll be with him through it all, was the first one to take because what he had said, he already prayed for him. So he had already prayed for us because he know we're going to make mistakes. We're going to continue to make mistakes. But he said, lo and behold, he's with us. And I want to encourage somebody that's facing a sickness, cancer, AIDS, disease, whatever it is, God is the same God today, yesterday, and forevermore. And if you're pimping the gospel, please stop. Because the Bible says the wages of sin is death. The gift of life is eternal. And it only can come from the eternal one. Honor to serve God right here through the radio broadcast. And for those that don't like it, don't turn your radio on. But for those who can respect it, respect the word of God because it's written and it's true. And people come to me all the time trying to tell me what color he is and this and that. I'm not wrapped up in none of that. But I am wrapped up in who he is because most people who be trying to say who he is, they're not even living that. So with that being said, God has given us a spirit. He has not given us a spirit of fear, but he's given us a spirit of power, love, and of a sound mind. And I want to encourage all our listeners today, enjoy you while you're here in the earth because you don't know when you're going to expire from this earth. And God had these three guests on the line because that's what we wanted on the line so that we could share testimonies because God said we overcome by the blood of the Lamb. And words about testimony. You know, I've been talking about in the pastor study. Yeah, you definitely want to watch in the pastor study because these are real, true life situations that we have experienced right in the midst of the churches. So somebody asked me, say, Mr. Shell, y'all going to put that out? No, God's going to put it out through us. And if you one of those ones that fit the description, please stop while you still got life in your body. Because I hear people say all the time, oh, he up in heaven, he up. You don't know where nobody at but where you are. And only you know your relationship with Christ. Who is Christ in your life? Is he just a genie? Is he one you call on when you want materialistic things and then you want to go out and sleep with this man, wife, or that man, woman, or whatever? Is he the one that you call on when you're trying to get your rocks off? You know what I mean? At the end of the day, whatever you do, that's you. But be real with it and don't get caught up and be trying to shoot other people down because they're trying to do the right thing. You know, God give us wealth. He wants you to. He don't want you to be in no poverty. He's not a poverty God. How you saying God is, how you doing? I'm blessed out of favor, but you're looking down at the ground. You blessed to be alive. He gave you a second opportunity to do something different in your life. Michael Jackson made a song out of all the money and materialistic stuff he had. You know, I just leave it at that. Nobody know where nobody at, but we will say this. If you didn't, he said wherever the tree falls at, that's where it's going to lie. So, if you put all your treasures in the earth, and the tree got cut down, that where your treasure was at, because your cut down is simply when you die. But if you put all your treasures in heaven, he'll give you the peace that you deserve here in the earth. Because he wants you to live. He needs somebody to spread his good news. Why not me? Why not you? He wants your gifts and talents to flourish. You're a diamond. You're a gem. And you don't have to compromise to get it done. Brother Grace, that's my testimony for the day. What you think about that?
I said had to clap it up. Clap it, clap, clap it up.
They tried to tear us apart. But we were together, man, and quiet as it kept, y'all know we've been together for about three years and some change, right?
That's right.
Let's do that. And Curry got new horses. You get... Huh?
Got up with my hands. I was uploading. I got a song for you.
Play it. We're going to stay on the 12:30.
All right. Well, I have pretty wings up.
Oh, you got a pretty song. Well, let me play this for my CFO today because I'm going to play it for my CFO and I'm going to play it for DJ Prayer. And I'm going to play it for you listener that's driving us around on your morning commute. Pretty Wings by Maxwell. Maxwell. Right here on the Greg Shell Show.
The phone.
Brother Grace, what you thought about that trailer for In the Pastor Study? You know, you in the loop. You know, everybody don't get a chance to see that. You know, you seen it before it even get out there. What you thought about that trailer?
Well, that trailer's something else right there. I'm here to tell you. That trailer's going to break some bondage off a whole bunch of people. That trailer going to send some folks back home. That trailer going to help some folks keep their dress down, their pants up. I'm here to tell you that trailer is moving, and it's coming to a city near you. Keep your eyes open for the pastor study. Back at the
In center. The pastor study, boy. What? I'm saying just the title alone is amazing. In the pastor study. Well, a whole lot be going on in the pastor's study. So, pastor, if you ain't doing nothing the right way, you better hold.
I'm not going to argue.
Hold to it. Huh? Say it again, DJ Prayer.
I wasn't saying nothing.
Oh, I was just saying. And Brother Grace trailer is available, you guys, for Grace Save My Church, an amazing trailer. Posters and flyers, all that stuff will be coming at you really, really soon, so you want to keep your pen in it. Brother Grace, tell them how they can be a part of your brand new broadcast.
Well, first of all, I don't just accept anyone. You got to be screened. You have to be able to go where we're going. You can call me at 757-676-2886. Once again, that's 757-676-2886. I don't mean that in an arrogant way. Condescending way, but I just want to folks to know is that everybody can't go where you're going. And if you go ahead and do, and we get used to doing that process elimination, it will save us, meaning you and me, a whole bunch of time. So if you have a vision to go where you have not seen before, if you have a vision to serve, I believe in serving. If you cannot serve, you cannot sacrifice, then I'm the wrong person to partner with. But other than that, if you know how to serve, because Jesus said, I did not come to be served, I came to serve, then give me a call at 757-676-2886, 757-676-2886. And Capone is one of the top producers that has been slept on for years. But watch this. It ain't going to be so in 2000 and what's that, 24?
2024. Let me share something, man. And this is the real, you know, she, when I was out there, she, assistant director, which was such an honor, you know, just learning behind the scenes some, you know, stuff. Because the last set I was on with full-time people, them people were just really, really, they were rude. I'll be honest, they were rude, but I had to let them know who I was. Because I ain't let nobody talk at me. I ain't let nobody talk down to me, cause, you know what I mean? I don't get in like that. So they respected that piece. But what I'm saying is her whole demeanor in what she does, it's on a whole another level. She's very professional, very well-respected, and Hollywood is scratching their head right now. They're scratching their head because what they've been doing, where it took them 6 months to 2 years, we were able to accomplish certain things in 3 days. So I just say that to say God can do what he want to do with who he want to do it with. Just because you ain't shining yet don't mean it ain't that you ain't going to shine. You just got to wait it out. And it ain't, you know, patience is the biggest thing I had to learn, you know, because you getting all in your feelings don't make it happen no faster. So you just got to wait it out and be still. I was told when you be still and get out your own way and watch what God do and keep your mouth to yourself because everybody ain't going to be able to receive what you're going to be doing. So I had to learn to be quiet and just keep certain things to, you know, to yourself. Because you may want to share it, but you can't share information with everybody. You can't do it bad as you want to. You just have to show it. You know what I mean? And then you don't have to talk. It just speak volume for itself. So I'm looking to do some great things in Montgomery, Alabama. We're coming December the 9th. We're going to be there not just one time. We're going to be there all the time. I'm setting up shop. Our new TV studio, TGS. TGS, that stands for the Greg Shell Network. Because they ain't want to give me my own network. network, so God gave me my own network. So I just give God praise for who he is. He gave us our own network because it don't just stand for me. We have, you know, partners and affiliates. So when you see the Greg, well, it's TGS, that stands for the Greg Shell Network. But it stands really for the God Station. That's what it is. It ain't the Greg Station. It's the God Station. TGS, the God Station. There it is. There ain't no Greg Shell nowhere. So that already been alleviated. You heard that, DJ Pratt? TGS, the God Station. TGS, the Believers Network. I love it. And y'all hearing it right here on the Greg Shell Show. We getting ready for, got a lot of stuff getting ready to pop off. We got a bad show for December the 9th, though. December the 9th, I'm going to be doing some Christmas songs. DJ Pratt, I wanted to come out there with you for a little while before Christmas because I want to hang out with my grandbabies for Christmas. But I wanted to do a sneak peek and come out there and hang out on the ranch. I ain't riding a horse. I look at y'all riding. And see your new addition to your family.
You're going to ride a horse. I'm going to watch you ride.
Huh?
That's how it happened last time.
We watch Brother Grace ride the horse. I don't ride horses.
How many times you seen me get on a horse?
You know I hadn't seen you get on a horse, so why would you put me on it? you are so white. I never seen you ride it.
Because Mikey do anything.
Oh,
you
okay.
Mikey.
Yeah, let me tell you the other testimony of what God brought me through. And I think with this one, God had a sense of humor.
Uh-huh.
I really think he was just, I think he was playing with me on this one. Because the very first time I got on the horse, all the horses was big, but the one I was on was a child of the one. You know, the other one. But she was still grown. And we got on the horse, and we was walking across the grass real slow, and I seen my cousin riding a pony, and the pony bucked him off in the ditch. So I was...
No!
And he didn't get to go with us because he was in the ditch trying to get up and everything, and I was... Next thing you know, we go out to the main country road. It's blacktop, you know, asphalt. And we walking along the side of the grass, you know, on the right-hand side, heading back toward the house. And next thing you know, I see Mr. Red Bull and the other guy take off on their horses. High speed, man. And then
get out of here like in the Westerns.
Yeah. So the
what?
Horse, I was like, man, they ain't finna leave me. So she was trying to go fast. So I had the reins, and I was like, whoa. You know, all I knew was to say was, whoa. And she didn't whoa. So I pulled back.
Oh.
Way back behind my back with that rein in the air trying to get her to stop. She shook her head and threw the bit out of her mouth. And took
what?
When she took off, like, it felt like we wasn't even on the ground. So the saddle started going to the right side. And when I'm riding for a sideways, holding on to the rein, and my legs gripping that horse like a python. And
no!
And I see the grass going by real fast. So I said, no! And I was holding on, and you know, the saddle came on back up because I was pulling. You know, I'm pulling that rein and my legs and everything. So I'm back up, and we bouncing again. Next thing you know, the saddle go to the left. I'm riding sideways again. I look down and I see the street, boom, boom, you know, going by real fast.
What?
And I'm like, oh,
wow.
I'm not gonna fall off the line. No, I got my legs gripped tight on that horse, you know, on that saddle. And the next thing you know, she come to an abrupt stop. Boom. I come out of the saddle, over her head, and my forehead touched her nose, and then I'm back down in the saddle. I could see her eyes, you know, from the front. I'm back down
what?
In the saddle. And I said, oh, I'm going to get off. And then I looked up, and I seen how far it was to walk back to their house. And I was like, no, I just want to walk. Let's walk. And I haven't been on the horse then, so I don't know how to ride a horse. I know how to hold on.
Dang, so you were riding over like Lone Ranger. Hi, old Silver.
Yeah, but God held me on there. It had to
God
be
kept
good.
On the horse.
Yeah.
Ain't that something?
In the saddle sideways
wow.
on the left and the
clap
right.
Clap that up. That sounds like a movie. It sounds like a movie on Grit TV.
Oh, that's the movie you don't never want to be in.
These are real life testimony people don't understand. So tell us some of the new shows that's going to be coming out of Texas. I know you got the competition show. Did they graduate? Tell us a little bit about, I know we got Western Wednesdays coming out of Texas. What are some of the other shows that we got coming out of Texas?
We got to work on Amateur Cowgirl Graduation again.
Okay.
We already the first series and the second series. We on the third series. You know, they compete for $10,000, and we're down to
oh.
the last contestants. So
and it's called Amateur
Cowgirl Graduation.
Amateur Cowgirl Graduation, and they and the blessed recipient receives $10,000. What?
Yeah.
Maybe I do need to ride a horse.
They had to come up with the task. So this last task is going to be a little harder than the other ones. You know, they had to fix a barbed wire fence and chase chickens and call the bull and all kind of stuff, you know. But this challenge right here, we're going to make it to where they have to actually saddle up a horse. Get on the horse. Jump off the horse. Go get the feed. Put it in the bucket. Get back on the horse. You know, go round the horses up and bring them in.
Wow.
You know,
so
like,
so what is this? You got a, I know you got another show that really caught my attention. The one by Cutting Up Family or something like that?
Oh, well, we got Black Cowgirl coming back up.
Black Cowgirl. That's what, yeah. You know, I did a song for that.
That one, too. And, you know, since we haven't spoke to part of the character in a long time, we're probably going to have to do another casting call. And there's a role in there. There's a guy named Ben. He's a rough old cowboy.
Oh. It sounds like every other word you say, you sound like you're chewing on an apple or something. What you playing with the dogs? What you got going on? No. Well, we got like 5 minutes left for the show. Reverend Dynamite said he's going to be on the show tomorrow. He said he got a special announcement that he want to make to the world tomorrow on the Greg Shell Show. And he said he want Pastor Lula May to be on the line and all of the whoever because he got this special announcement that he want to make. Brother Grace, I know everybody want to listen in to the show tomorrow. I got to go ahead and get some flyers and stuff made for the show tomorrow because he wants the world to know, you know, about Christmas. And Reverend Dynamite and Pastor Lula May, I think they got a new TV show going to debut in 2024 as well on the TGS TV networks as well as East Coast, West Coast. EastCoastWestCoast.live. Shane Coleman, if you're out there listening, man, hopefully you're having an amazing day, man. I ain't talked to you in a while because we've been extremely busy. But I know you working and we working and they working and all is working. Brother, I'm excited about the stage play in the Pastor's Study, though. In the Pastor's Study, the stage play, we're going to debut it in 2024. We would love to come to a city near you. Only thing you need to do is call 832-613-4449 and see how you can win all the backstage pages, backstage passes. I don't know what was wrong with my mouth. It was twisted up. Backstage passes. You want to go to our websites. Everything is getting, you know, being infiltrated. Brother Grace, I want to go back to what you were saying earlier. God is not going to give it to you until you are equipped to handle the blessing. You know, he has to equip you before he give it to you. You know, he give you $1 billion or $1 million or whatever dollar value, and you don't know how to handle it. You know, because first thing people do when they get money, spend it. You need to, first of all, sit down and write out a plan of execution on how you want to spend your money and reinvest your money, because your money is only seed. And get into gold and silver. I done jumped into gold and silver right now, you guys, because the dollar value in America is zero, for real. Get into gold and silver. Gold and silver is the whatever. Whatever you see them doing, do it. Brother Grace, what you got to say on that?
I'm here to tell you that all money ain't good money. And don't store your money in somebody else's vault. You need to hold your own money and store it in your own place.
Oh, I like that. That right. If you get your own silver and gold, put it in your own vault. Don't put it in nobody else's vault, because they can show spend your money. Hold on.
And I tell you, one of another goals I would definitely tell everybody to be mindful of. My goal, and this is something I came across of, and it says that my goal is not to be better than anyone else, to be better than I used to be.
Oh, that's good,
that,
brother.
Kirby. Yes, sir. We got to understand that your goal and my goal are two different things. So my goal is not to be better than anyone else, but to be better than I used to be. That's it right there. Just
oh,
to be
that's
better
it.
Than
that's
I used
that's
to be.
It for me. I ain't trying to compete.
Yes,
I'm in business to complete.
And then for
that
you,
is,
Kirby,
everybody,
for you.
Everybody can't go where God be taking himself. In these last 2 minutes, DJ Prayer, what you got to say? What's your closing remark?
Have to do.
Hey, Greg, let me fill in for it.
She said she has something real quick. Hold on 1 second. What'd you say, DJ Prep?
I got that Maxwell.
You got that Maxwell? We're going to close out with Maxwell today. But I wanted to go ahead and hear what Brother Grace had to say in his closing remarks.
Hey, this right here is dedicated to the three of us, okay? Friendship isn't about the one who came first and who you've known the longest. It's about who came and never left. As long as we never leave, then our three friendship bond, it'll last on forever. God bless you.
Man, that is so powerful. Don't you make me cry, man. You're going to get your gift early. You're going to get your criminal gift early this year. don't make me cry on the phone. I'll cry. I'll be watching movies sometime. I just be crying up, boy. I'll be teared up because it'd be happy stuff. You know what I mean? I like happy stuff. I don't like sad. I like sad and gloomy stuff. So thank you, DJ Prayer, for pulling up Maxwell for us right here for this edition of The Greg Shell Show. Hopefully you enjoyed it. Hopefully something that was said encouraged you and helped you do better. The testimonies that you heard, that you can be whatever you choose to be if you hang around good people. Keep God first and stay the course, all right? Y'all hand it first right here on The Greg Shell Show. We love you guys. And DJ Prayer, what's your closing remarks? You there? All right, we're going to leave you with Maxwell right here on The Greg Shell Show.
I had to come off the mute button.
Oh, you had a mute button. Okay. We're going to leave you with Maxwell, you guys. What's your closing remarks, DJ Prayer?
Keep on praising God.
Keep on praising God. We'll see you tomorrow, guys. We're at the same time, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, from 11 a.m. to 12:30, right here on The Greg Shell Show by visiting www.blogtalkradio.com/ The Greg Shell Show number 3. We're brought to you today on behalf of ExploreResorts.com. For all your vacation needs, give us a call, all right? And here we are, Maxwell. Have a great day. God bless.
time will bring the real end of our trial. There'll be no remnants, no trace, no residual feelings within you. Then you won't remember me. Your face will be the reason I smile, but I will not see what I cannot have forever. I'll always tell you, I hope you feel the same. Oh, you played me dirty, the game was so bad. Toy when my affliction had to fill out my prescription. Found the way I'm a beast, I had to set you free.
Someone better's gonna love.